For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Hope everyone's doing great out there, and I mean that. Thank you for contacting me. Thank you for letting me hear your great comments about our radio broadcast. I praise God. It's helping. It's what I want. It's why we're on the air. And thank you. Thank you for taking time to let me know. Hey, I hear the broadcast. Got some great text messages, and it's just been a blessing. But anyway, I want to finish today and tomorrow talking about our chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. And I was out of Psalm 23, 2, and then I kind of felt led to backtrack and start in the beginning with Psalm 23, 1. We were giving yesterday, David, why did he even write Psalm 23? You know, and how he was knowing the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord being Yahweh. I am that I am. I'll be everything you need me to be. And again, always go to the website to download what you may have missed. It's free. AnnaDonahueMinistries.com on the radio menu page. But why, what credentials does Jesus have to be our shepherd? Well, how about these? These are from Max Lucado. How about these three, besides umpteen zillions? But what about these? To build some confidence and trust and faith. I love to help build faith. I know I need my faith built all the time. And God does that through people and through circumstances and through conversation just with Him. And He'll remind me of the scriptures and just all kinds of ways as I step out and trust. My faith gets built. He's right there. Anyway, adequate credentials for Jesus to be my shepherd. Number one, He created all things. Colossians 1:16, for by Him all things were created that are in heaven and are in the earth. If anyone can understand us and care for us, the Lord is my shepherd, it's going to be the one who created us. Wouldn't you agree? God created us. Certainly He knows how we're wired and what's going to work and what's not going to work. And you know what, brothers and sisters, I told this to someone recently when I was talking to them. If something has been pulled from you, I'm not talking death, I'm not doing that, I'm just talking about a relationship didn't work, you know, a boyfriend didn't happen, this job fell through. Do you understand? Your Father loves you so much that when you give everything to Him, He arranges and rearranges for your good. He has no desire in taking something from you unless it would eventually harm you. This is why I'm talking about the shepherd and trusting Him. He created us. Okay, number two, Calvary. Just think of this. Go with me here. In Psalm 22, David's writing it, brothers and sisters. He sees Christ dying for the sheep. The very next psalm, he writes Psalm 23. Oh my gosh, he's probably saying, oh my gosh. He sees Christ dying for him. So no wonder he says, ah, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. What do I have to be in want of? He sees Him on a cross giving it all for us. He lays His life down for the sheep. David's saying, man, what do I have need of? Everything I have, He already did it for me. Come on now, go there with me. Building your faith today. Number three, why is He the chief shepherd? He's continually interceding for us. Romans 8:27. Now He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He, Jesus, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you're praying and crying and groaning, because you don't even know what to pray anymore, God's using your groans and interceding for you. Ah, I think He has the credentials to be my shepherd. Whew, love it. Isaiah 40, verse 11. Though God inhabits eternity and rules over heaven and earth, Isaiah says He'll feed His flock like a shepherd. He'll gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom. He gently leads those who are with young. Credentials to be a shepherd. Join me tomorrow for our last day going through this Psalm 23. Thank you for joining me on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.